Your mom's so fat. If she was a Star Wars character, her name would be Admiral Snackbar. Haha, only Star Wars people would get that joke. Your mom's so fat, she brought a spoon to the Super Bowl. What? Because it was a bowl. Huh. Your mom's so stupid, she stared at a cup of orange juice for 12 hours because it said concentrate. Kind of funny. Your mama's so dumb, she thought Twitter was social media for birds. Huh, because there's a bluebird on it. Makes sense. Your mama's so dumb, it takes her an hour to cook minute rice. What? Minute? It says minute in the name. Your mama's so stupid, when they said it was chilly outside, she grabbed a bowl. Wow, because it's chilly outside. Makes sense. Your mama's so stupid, she put lipstick on her forehead to make up her mind. That's kind of funny, I can't lie. Your mama's so stupid, when they said order in the court, she asked for fries and a shake. Makes sense.
Welcome back to an episode of Rants of Big Guns. As we said, money comes and goes.
Marco.
What?
Doesn't money come and go?
I mean, yeah.
It comes in slowly, but it goes out.
It goes quickly, fast. Yeah. I was going to say, the speed at which it comes in is a lot different than the speed at which it leaves. I was looking at my credit card not too long ago because I tend to just pay off my credit card because, you know, I'm rich. I'm just plain. I've got no money. But, like, I don't spend a lot, so it's easy to pay off my credit card quickly and maintain a good score. But I was looking at my credit card, I was like, last time I paid off my credit card was, like, less than a month ago. And within that time, I've already spent, like, I've already spent almost double the amount I spent 2 months before. I was looking at the fact that I just like lost my job, like mm-hmm. my part-time job. So now I'm more casual, so I don't actually work a lot. And because of school and a lot of things, I don't have a lot of time to work. So I'm like wondering like, why is the money leaving so quickly and it's not coming in half as fast? Like, it's just tough in general. That was the story I had to say.
Okay. So you're broke, in essence.
No,
in short, you're broke.
I mean,
yes, in short, yes.
In short, I can survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shortness of it all. That's
so your dating profile says broke.
My dating profile says broke. My dating profile says unavailable.
But that fund has been depleted.
Oh, it says unavailable.
I was actually talking to a friend today. Was telling me, yo, he's like, Pa, how come you don't date? And I was like, you see all these beautiful women around here? I see them, but on their face is like a dollar sign. All I know is gas, expensive. Like the cheapest date you can go on nowadays is like, what, $20?
So what are you going to do, buy gas? What,
bro. Okay, bro, wait, I was going to say,
are you going to buy gas, bro?
What cheap date is $20? Is like mini golfing or what?
If you're creative, I'm like, my budget is so tight. I'm giving myself $50 every paycheck, bro. Like the whole month of January, I spent like $200 on food, man. Don't ask me how,
Paul. What girl is doing this to
don't
you?
Don't ask me how. Yo, listen, I went a whole month of like December not spending, and then January I was like, you know, I'm gonna bless myself. I started, you know, going downtown, discovering new places, you know, new restaurants.
I see a jollof life.
bro, that jollof was good until I got the check, bro. $26.
Yo, it is expensive. I was like, hey. I didn't know the price at first. Because the price is not really stated. It's just the number. It's just
those crazy. Are the worst. No,
we're
those are the
like
worst.
Rich people, man.
No, those are the worst kind of stories.
No,
bro.
But wait. Also, I feel like I see that as like, you can expand jollof fries to the public. Does not include me. I've been in jollof rice all my life. There's no reason when we can pay $26 for jollof rice.
Is this for
thereby? Also, Also, I respect like that is why I love about them is that they're trying to expand the jollof rice to other people who have not eaten it before. Mm-hmm. That's not include me.
No, that place is so nice. It's so clean. Like honestly, like I was there. I was like, bro, I could come in for a date. But that's a story for another day.
is the amount?
I don't like the double standards.
Amount of food you got.
What do you mean? Double
of
standard?
Having a menu, I'll not having the price on it.
But it was double standard.
You just said you don't know the price of the food when you're eating it, so you get to enjoy the food before you think about the bill. That's garbage. You gotta think about the bill while you eat, so you appreciate every spoon.
If the amount is worth the amount of food you get.
I have a question, guys. What if it was a restaurant, right, where you go and you eat first and you choose how much you pay?
I would go there.
I would go there.
Every because day. You're a cheapskate niggas.
And you believe, you best believe I'm going to donate. I'll donate
the money. They'll run out of business, man. How would they survive?
They will close down as quick as they open up.
No.
When you snake them, they'll be like, yeah, by the way, there's poison in the food. So in order to afford
the antidote,
you gotta buy the antidote.
I think maybe there's a
I'm quite sure that the stores could be there. It could be invite only. Yes, there are restaurants like that,
and it will be invite only.
But they are big restaurants. They're not like restaurants not that like we just walk
like,
into.
Isn't that those people that those like high end like the owner of the place knows you now? It's just reserved for you.
Have you seen that? There's just videos of
sponsorship and all that. Pretty much.
There was a video on Instagram of this guy who had like a new like fusion Nigerian restaurant, and he was like coming rice, cutting jollof rice with smoke, and it was like in a pot, and it has like smoke following, like a smoke trail of smoke following the rice as he was walking with it over his head. And I'm like, wow, unnecessary. Just for one place against like mommy's house. Anyway, it's not a diss to them, which is why I'm not dissing them. I actually do enjoy it, honestly. And I would donate to them. That is as much as I'll say. The amount would not be said, but I'll donate.
Fair enough. Yeah, I almost got. But that, did you say this, the reason why I was talking about that menu thing? Where you, it's even worse when you go to like a grocery store and like you want to buy something. Like today, I went not today. Sometime this week, I went to It's called Bharat, right? Yeah, I went to Bharat and I wanted to buy curry because we have beans.
Bharat,
bro, it's not French. What are you doing?
Bharat, you're saying like the guy that was rapping America.
America, can you do something for me? Bro, it's called Bharat. It's not called
Bharat. That's how it sounds to me. Me, I call it Bharat.
Bharat. It's not called Bharat. It's not called
Bharat.
That's
how you're supposed to pronounce the R. White people, they say, I mean, not white people, but English people. Bharat.
So you were saying?
Yes, I went to the store and I wanted to buy Gary, no, 10, I think it was 10 pounds or something like that. There was two of them right beside each other. One of them had a certain price of like $20-something. And then the other one had no price. So I was like, what kind of, I want to buy the cheapest one here and, you know, live with the cheapest Gary possible. That's the, it gets the job done.
Take a chance.
So I looked at it. I was like, ah, shit, man, I got to choose one. And there's no way I'm going to go to that table and come back here to come and choose the cheaper one. It just looks wrong. I'll be in front of the line and then I leave the line. So I was like, okay, I just took the one that didn't have any price tag on it, but. You know, we bless God, the gamble paid off. It was $2 cheaper.
Nice.
We saved $2 extra, so we're moving up. We're moving up in lives. That's $2 extra in the savings for the month.
I feel like some stores do that on purpose, though. They won't add any price to any product by itself, but then when you go to go pick it up, it's more expensive or cheaper than.
It's because they know.
You gotta finesse somehow, bro.
They know many people wouldn't want to, especially, you know, stand up and return it all the way back, or are just too embarrassed.
People don't
that.
Care, bro.
Some people do.
It happens to me so much every time I go get.
My brother, food. Take that off. I'm not buying that. Take it out. Where are we at? Take this one out too.
Is it more than 75?
Start
taking away luxury items.
I be going to the store and I'm like, I got $50, so I need to buy food, healthy food for $50. You go on the check, bro. The food is like this much and it's like $70, man. You start asking yourself, where's the extra 30 or $20 coming from?
Actually, because my mama talked about this yesterday because we went shopping. It's like, if you go to like a small store, like Giant Tiger, Safeway, Fresh Cottage Company, when you go there, when you buy these things, like $50, $60 with inflation, $60 something, and then you come out of there, all those things will finish in less than a week.
Yeah.
But if you spend $140, $150 at Superstore or Walmart, that lasts you a month. Because of unit pricing, that will last you a month. Because of unit pricing. Which is one thing you have to buy. You don't have to buy with the price itself, buy with unit price. Like, if this is $10, but it's 100 grams, and another thing is $11, but 150 grams, you definitely should not buy. You should not go with $100. Even though they look the same, they have the same product, everything. 11, most time it won't be, 10, 11 won't make a difference. It'll be just like 13, it'll be like a 13, 19, 13, 49 or something. And the other one is like 9.99. For 100 grams, and I was $13.99 for 150 grams. You're better off buying that $13.99 and getting that extra money and getting that 15 grams over, because that will help a lot stretch you. I'm not giving financial advice right now.
I don't know if you're actually right, though.
I don't know
if you're right.
He has a point, but I'm saying
if you want to stretch something, buy the unit price and not buy with.
But have you thought about the fact that they could be finessing you too?
Who's finessing you?
You could.
Let me rephrase. Who is not finessing you? There's nobody that's not playing you.
You choose your finesser.
Everybody's trying to get an edge over everybody right now. Every company is trying to get an edge over you.
Man, I miss Africa. Or used to go and negotiate the price. Yeah, that lady there.
Bro, do you know the reason?
2,000 francs cheaper. Can you match that price?
Actually, you can price match in some business, but they make you feel like the bad person when you're buying price match.
They
make you feel like a devil.
But to price match also, you need proof. In Africa, you don't. In Africa, your word is your proof. Don't.
Yeah.
Hey, I bought it last week for this price. Why is the price changed?
Fair.
Exactly.
But also in Africa, there's a hyperinflation in almost every country now. So if
God knows how much everything was cost.
The inflation spiked.
Bro, when I left,
God knows.
When I left, $1 US was like 900 francs. Now it's like 3,000 francs. So
it's like around 500.
Did we leave at 250 making 500 right now?
Yeah, when I left, it was around 220, 230, something like that.
It's almost 500.
And now it's probably almost 500. Like, it's ridiculous. Doubled.
One video mic is almost $100.
Video mic.
It's able to buy things like cars. Video mic.
I haven't had video mic in a minute.
No,
have video mic anymore.
When I went to
mic is probably in Europe.
When I went to Nigeria in 2018, I drank one of those like sweet milks. Video mic, one of them sisters. Bro, my that shit, man. It was too sweet, man. It fucked up my system. It was too sweet.
Bro, I don't think we will be able to survive Africa.
I feel like our bodies are getting much softer, bro.
No, as much as we think
this weather, I feel like our body, like our resistance to like
disease.
Resistance to diseases.
If we don't get vaccinated and all that, because I was talking to somebody at work, and then they know someone who went and they didn't take all the vaccine they needed, came back with malaria and died.
Yeah, if you don't get all the vaccines, like every single vaccine.
Do you think
vaccine,
we could have a malaria?
Yeah,
chill.
No. Trust me, in Nigeria, you get vaccines. Just smell one gota, there's a vaccine already. Like,
bro, breathe the air. Bro.
Yeah, breathe in the air, the vaccine.
And that's how vaccines are. Like, yeah, you get vaccine. Exposed to, like, to the body can now.
That's the meaning of vaccine. You get exposed to the disease so your body can then have to fight it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nigeria gets exposed to everything at the same time.
We ain't fighting that. Everything is clean out here, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That place, you're fighting every time. Your body is fighting every single disease. Sometimes you
mean. When is the last time you walk like this?
Bro, today. At the U of M fucking, the fucking basement smells like shit, bro. Today I was smelling my hand because I sprayed perfume this morning. When I walk up the hallway, I just be smelling my hands like I walk past it, though. I couldn't breathe.
Especially when there's bad smell and then the boiler too.
Straight up. On Winnipeg, sometimes. When it starts getting warm, this place smells like shit. The whole city.
I be walking everywhere with masks. People are like, why are you wearing masks?
Why does that happen? I'm smell like, yo, cow
this,
shit.
This was a hack.
City smells like shit. That's a fact.
Somebody got stinky breath, you just put your mask on.
That's a great hack. That's a good hack.
Bro,
good hacks. That's facts.
I got tired of offering people gum, man. I do that once.
You offer gum?
Yeah, I run out of money.
You offer gum?
Wow, you're so generous.
I shut the conversation down.
I give one.
I think I can't remember there was a teacher in a high school like Lon who always had coffee breath when it came to explain shit to you, and it was dangerous. Mirky, you know the person, don't say the name.
It was nice.
It was not coffee breath is not nice.
He was nice.
He's
a nice person.
Coffee's breath is not nice.
Yeah, my statement nice was not about his bread. Really, I'm talking about his personality.
No, the personality. He's a nice person. The personality is good. It's the breath that's killing me, bro. Oh.
I don't think coffee bread is that terrible.
Coffee bread is that terrible.
See, guy, when coffee bread, coffee bread or bad bread, please, there's a difference. There's a hierarchy to this.
No, coffee bread is bad breath.
You're mad. You're mad, nigga.
You're tweaking.
You're tweaking for a reason. What are you talking about?
Besson, it's not even close.
You want to end conversation? Bad breath will end you.
Who
will not end you. We just die.
Who are you guys talking to in this life? First of all, who are you guys conversating with?
You're talking to coffee addicts, bro. You need to go. People.
Do you not like coffee?
Hey.
I don't like
coffee. I don't like coffee that much.
Coffee doesn't work on me.
Best thing. So I sleep straight somebody over. That got bad breath, but you will close your breath and, you know, you start seeing God.
You start
contemplating your life.
If I sleep wondering why you're so emotional.
Bro, I should have pulled gum. I eat one, I give them one. If they get the hint, they get the hint. The next time I see them, I'll be like, bro.
I can't give you gum this time. I'll give you distance.
Okay, what about cloth and smell? Like, a cloth real smells really strong.
Like food? Like traditional people?
There's when it smells like harsh food. There's when it smells like food. And that's when it smells like harsh spice. Like, the spice is actually choking you when you're close to them. Do you guys think anything about that one?
Bro, they're even a freshness. I got cologne in my backpack all the time, bro. I'm like, yo, my God, you need it. Shut up. Bro, listen, if you're my friend, you got stinky breath or like you smell like sweat, I'm going to tell you. And if I see you're getting mad, I'm like, yeah, when you walk around and see a fine girl, you'll thank me later. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll be worse hurt saying that after you're trying to shoot your shot, bro. I don't know how you can recover from that, bro. You go to a girl, she's like...
Some I feel like the nice one, not the nice ones, the more reasonable ones would just tell you, I can't talk right now. Just like receive a phone call, or we'll just go on their phone or just ignore you and stuff like that. Which is a good option, honestly. Because if
a lot of women are tired of doing that.
Yeah,
I have a sister, bro. She tired of like giving hint to niggas.
Yeah.
What was this? I guess what person she's telling you, like, I'm not interested in you.
Have you seen that video of like call me Chris on TikTok?
That's what?
I'll show you a story first. I'll ask him after.
There was this girl called me Chris. She has a video of like women being extremely honest, and it's like, it's really
call me Chris is funny as shit.
It is.
She's funny as
shit. I'll find a video actually. I'll drop that in the episode.
I've probably seen the video. She's funny as shit. I watch a lot of videos.
It's really, really direct, because like what they're really thinking is like, one of them was like, I don't want you to buy me a drink, and I feel like I'm obligated to hang out with you the whole night. I'd rather stay dance on my own and drink nothing. And I was like, wow, that is true. I mean, I don't buy anybody drinks anyway. Nobody will even let me. So
nobody even let me.
You sound like you're pregnant. Oh, wow.
No, I said she won't let me, bro.
Oh, okay. I thought you said nobody will even let me. I'm like,
Who wouldn't want
a free drink?
No, I don't go around buying free drinks.
Somebody special.
I don't go around buying free drinks for people. Oh, yeah. I don't go around buying drinks for people. Poor question.
Yes. No, poor question. How does it feel to have a sister? Because, you know, I mean, Abdul also should be able to answer the question.
God, please don't ask me that question. Oh my God.
How does it feel to have a sister?
It's way too traumatizing.
How does it feel to have a sister? Like, that gets hit on often. Because like, you guys are beautiful sisters.
You guys are so
lucky. No offense.
You guys
that's
are lucky.
True. That is
it's objective. That's an objective statement.
You guys are lucky you don't have sisters.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I'm quite lucky. I mean, I'm also unlucky too. So you can look at it either way.
Listen, my sister has a very strong masculine energy. So like, I don't really worry too much about it. Like, she's very... Bro, she will tell you how... She's nice. But like, if you piss her off, she's straight up going to tell you. So, like, I don't know. I think when it comes to guys, like, I don't have to stress too much. She's very responsible. I mean, it does get annoying, and I always tell her, bro, if something happened, you know, just give me a call. She's like, I don't want to call you because you're going to get there and start fighting people. I'm like, no, I'll just go there and just walk you out of the premise.
That's maybe not true, Paul. That's not true, Paul. You know it's not true.
One of these days, bro, I'll punch somebody.
I feel like Paul's looking for is relishing the fact that he will throw hands very soon.
I've been imagining this.
Especially when your youngest sister grows up, you look like you might be ready to
throw hands. Bro, when those little ones, when they get in high school, hey, you know, bad boys, Will Smith, and yeah, that's going to be me. Straight up. I'm playing.
Shameless with it.
Bro, first dates, straight up. Straight up.
Relating to that question, it still happens till this day. Even in fact, I can tell you, like last week.
Are you guys looking forward to your sisters bringing like boys to the house,
bro? That's never gonna happen. Straight up, I'll be like, my guy, you're not coming in here, bro.
At first, I'll think it's the same guy. Next thing I know, he comes out like, wait, what the fuck? This is another nigga. Like,
in
the span of 2 months, I swear, I saw like six different niggas.
That's tough, bro.
Yo, hey, you cannot bring us.
Hey, we don't know who this guy is.
It's just a statement. I'm just saying, when I see them there, it's just wow. Crazy and weird. Like, I'm tired. I'm drained from work. I'm coming back from school. And then I just
what's up? Maybe they got school.
Don't come near me. I feel like slapping you.
That might be the worst thing. When a guy walks into the house, the place, he can say what's up to the rest of the siblings there. Just because we're familiar. I'll beat you.
No, no. I think the worst one is when they get too comfortable in your house. That's the worst.
They can start taking off their shirts, balancing on the chair, watching TV.
I don't know, but I will never. Nah, to me,
like, have some respect. Like, if you are like contributing to our rent bill,
he might. You don't know.
I will give you like a 20% chance, but once you start like doing all this, let's not do that. But I guess in some ways, because me, I get too comfortable in my own apartment. Some of them get intimidated, but. That's just me hanging around and stuff.
None of you can intimidate me. Bro, I will come and I'll.
Shameless vested.
Yes, bro, I'm a bit of shameless. I will come there. Bro, if you have FIFA, we play together. we become best friends.
I'm talking about me being comfortable in my house. Like, my sister already knows me. I'm in my freaking. What's it called? Is it boxers? Yeah. I'm basically shirtless, but then they come in there like, what the fuck? Why is this nigga like this? And then they feel like I'm trying to fight them or do something, but I'm just
no. So I'll come out clothes. So more. Let's be in uniform together. Stick fight.
Fuck that.
No, okay. But honestly, I won't ever be intimidated if I go to my girl's house and there's like she doesn't have a brother, thank God, which is perfect actually. Because I don't have a sister either.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say sisters. you've had some that have had brothers. Wait, so.
Three, right? Have I? Oh yeah, I have. I remember that conversation. I was so scared. But didn't do it. It was the wrong person. But I don't think I ever been worried actually. I mean, it only happened once, and I wasn't worried.
You've passed the stage of being worried, like back in high school.
But sure. back then, that phased me. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You got fucking university, you're like looking all big and stuff. Like, damn, this guy gets mad. Can I take him? Like, you're not sure. Now it's like, there's a 50-50 chance. You know, what I'm saying?
it's not fighting because I feel like in this country, people don't actually think first to go fight someone physically.
I do. So.
That's just you, though. That's just
bro,
you.
There's you're a
just,
guy that literally thug, walked yo. Out of the bus, and I was like,
can I take this guy on?
He's like, if you start to fight me, like, how would I fight this guy?
you're just a thug, bro. You're a fucking thug.
He looks like somebody I'll punch because he was like, he had meat on his hair, was a little chubby, right? He's like, I feel like I'll punch him, but like, my punch is going to be observed, you know? He's not going to feel it. So I was like, if I fight him, I'll probably kick him in the knee just to break his knees. That's the only chance of survival. That's what I was thinking.
Or fire kicking the hamstring. A fire kick in the lower part of the hamstring.
Knee's safer.
No, bro, that would bend your knee.
What if you got strong legs?
No, Beston.
If you fire kick to the knee, to the
Beston. Forward knees kick quicker, into the knee. You snap all the L's.
But yeah. there's one thing I respect in guys, like when guys are fighting, is no guy thinks about fire kicking another person in the dick. Like in nuts.
We all know the feeling.
We all respectively know the feeling.
Unless the person you're fighting is someone you hate with a passion, then you want that person
to that point.
What about if you're fighting for survival, like you're fighting for your life? Not like fighting to win, but you're fighting for your life. Like
you would.
Someone kidnap you and then you're trying to make your way back.
I won't just kick it. I will hold it. He's having no kids, brother.
If I'm fighting for my life, man, my fingers, I'm sticking them in your eyes, bro.
Guys, dirty fighting.
Have you ever like squeezed your balls so hard that you almost puked? Like just even physically trying on yourself, you know, like.
Okay, let's
imagine a human being with
you.
Like,
you two don't deny.
No, don't play.
We have all done it.
I have not.
You've never squeezed it.
It feels like your hips. It feels like it's gonna pop.
You've never done it.
No, no. You have to.
I can say.
You want to know.
You gotta do it.
You
want to know how it feels.
Ah, Bessie, you're never a curious kid, bro.
You want to know how it feels in case somebody else does it to you. You gotta be ready for it.
You've never.
I've never.
You're a weirdo. You're a weirdo for that.
I'm the weirdo.
Yeah, you're the weirdo.
I don't squeeze my own balls. I'm the weirdo.
You're both weird. You're both weird.
Nah, y'all weird.
You're both weird.
I'm gonna say it.
That's a fact. That's kind of like asking a girl she might touch her own tits. No,
the feeling of something accidentally hitting you in the dick.
If we do a survey right now, I guarantee you, 90% of men have done it.
At least 80%.
You've never done it.
You have to know how it feels to feel maximum pain.
Wow. That's
mad.
Wow. I'm so speechless.
I thought everyone had, but I was just going to ask just in case.
Well, okay, do a survey then.
You did a survey.
50 fucking percent niggas like,
bro, nah, bro,
this survey has to be done about this. That is not something.
Yo, you can look right here. You get 50% already from here. Okay.
I mean, sure, every man has touched his own.
No. Like, how can your hands get there and not want to? You have to know how it feels.
But wanting to squeeze it, like, bro.
You have to know, like, how much it would cause pain.
That sound.
Even the.
this is. You've had sus conversation, but this is bad.
Is this very sus? No, I don't think it's very sus. I think we're just having a factual conversation.
It's not sus. It's just bad.
Resting, this is not sus. This is personal hygiene.
What?
Actually, it's personal. What the fuck are you touching his balls for, bro?
What do you mean? What the
do you
fuck
not wash
do you mean?
Do you not clean yourself?
Exactly.
Of course.
You wash your balls. Then what? I haven't done detailing before.
Okay, this episode is sponsored by Manscaped. Wash your balls, clean your balls today.
Your balls will thank you.
Your balls will thank you by Manscaped.
Of course. It keeps it warm. You go in the middle. Okay, never mind.
Okay, Paul, I hope we're not going to say nothing about touching your asshole
question,
next, please.
I don't have the answer for
it. We did good at for
okay, we got
how do men get testicular cancer?
Like, how do they check for it?
I don't have the answer for it. That's okay,
how do you check or do you get it?
No, I know that like, some people say you check, you just look for lumps, if it's near your balls or under it or around it, whatever.
Well, I've never had cancer before.
But how do you get it, is what I'm saying.
You get cancer when
things get you get cancer the same way.
Yes,
exactly. Same way all that cancer is growth.
It's just growth. Dead. Excess growth. It can happen anytime, really. Mm. Technically, like there's nothing really stopping yourself from just dividing like stupid right now.
Yeah, I think everybody has a chance of getting cancer.
Yes.
Some people just have worse chances because probably have
genetics.
Way too many chromosomes and way too many blood. Sorry, not chromosomes, way too many blood cells. If you're taller, you have more chance of getting cancer actually technically because of height. So
I mean, let's be honest. Even growing so tall is already a form of cancer in itself.
Yeah, it's cancerous. You're like, too tall.
True.
Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you guys should be happy you're 5'4".
Shut the fuck up, bro.
5'4".
You really said that with your chest, huh?
I'm just playing.
Throw my phone. I don't play with my high like that, bro. That one goes straight to my heart.
That one hurts
straight to my heart, bro.
Oh, hold up. Okay. This is probably deep right now, right? Actually, that went deep. So my biggest security team when I was a child was height. I said deep, Jaguar. It was bro. Height. I was so insecure about my height, bro.
You wear high heels?
When I came here and the anesthetic population just made me feel good. I was so insecure about my height, honestly. Because, like, I know it's Nigeria, right? Because, like, you get lined up by height in the assembly. And
that's how bad.
I'm 1, 2, or 3. Nothing less than that. I'm either 1, 2, or 3. Like, yo, it is.
Bro.
Every time I'm always 1, 2, or 3, and I was so disgusted.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was 2. Till I was probably like 13, I didn't grow.
Bro.
I was always 1, not even 1, 2, or 3.
We don't want to hear that. You're tall now, so you don't got to stress.
Yeah, you're tall. You're like
bro,
6 foot.
Me, I was never insecure about my height till like these two events happened.
What?
One is football, and the other one is related to women. And it happened in the same year. That's why it just stuck to my psyche. I went to the U18, right? And I was playing linebacker. And I was actually pretty good at it. And I was talking to one of the recruiter. He's like, "So what position you play?" I was like, "Yo, linebacker." This nigga was black too, man. That's why it pissed me off. He's like, "Really? You're a linebacker with that height?" And I'm like, "Yeah." You know what I'm saying? I'm sure, but I be destroying some of your players. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, "Nah, you're too short. You're going to have to give me your name. You're going to have to grow a couple more inches, you know, and maybe get a little bigger." I was like, "What are you talking about, man? I'm a start on my team, my guy." You know what I'm saying? Half of the players that, okay, I'm not going to lie, say I injured player, but like, I've had players like come after the game. They're like, "Man, you're scary when you play." And I was like, "Thank you. Go tell your coach, man." Because that homie insulted me. So in that moment, I was like, I started getting conscious. I was like, "Okay, now I got to grow tall if I want to play football the next level." The same year, this girl, add me on Snapchat, telling me how fine I was, da 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 da. Bro, she comes to school. I didn't even know she pulled up at school. All I know is like the guys, the boys were, cause they were like, yo, the girl's at school. And I was like, I didn't see her. And then I was just doing my thing. And then at the end of the day, I was like, so I heard you were at school. How come you didn't say hi? She's like, I saw you. You were short.
Oh,
just like that, bro.
No.
And I'm like, damn.
She was straight to the point.
Bro. I respect the honesty. I do, damn. I met her in person. We're the same height.
So
to her, I guess she wants six five niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
But that was beef. That was beef. Aside from that, you know, I'm cool with my height. I'm taller than most people, so God is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Still, anyway.
All right, guys,
this was a short and bonus episode. Thank you guys for joining. Thank you for listening to us. Have a good day. Have a good week. Take care of yourselves. Take care of others. Yes.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pecans.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompecans@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompecans.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.